And we wish everyone listening right now on the Shore Sports Network a very happy New Year. And thank you for making us part of your New Year's Eve celebration here on Monday evening. We are live at Rose Hill Gym, the historic Rose Hill Gym on campus at Fordham University, for this afternoon's broadcast of Monmouth men's basketball as the Rams of Fordham are host to the Monmouth University Hawks. And I'm very happy to also bring up to you a bit of history for this afternoon's broadcast. Before we get into the pregame and all of the details leading up into this game, today's broadcast actually being simulcast on the Monmouth University station as well as the Shore Sports Network. So joining me today isn't Matt Harmon, my normal broadcast partner, or Steve Bazaz, former Monmouth Hawk, but the sports director of WMCX and the next in a long line of great broadcasters out of WMCX, Monmouth's student radio station, Gary Kowal. Gary, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
Eddie, thank you for the kind words. Very flattering.
Well, I was also giving myself and Matt and Steve a little pat on the back, too.
Of course it was.
Couldn't miss a chance there. It's how we're going to do things today. This game is being broadcast on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. It is also being broadcast live on WMCX 88.9 FM and WMCX.com. So we have as many people listening to this game as we really have all season. A lot of different audiences are here today. And Gary, the Hawks fans, however they are listening, are going to have a chance to hopefully hear Monmouth get back on track today. The Hawks come into this game at 5-7 overall. Fordham is 3-10, but MU is in the midst of a four-game losing streak, including their last two road contests on the road against Syracuse and Maryland. They fell last time out to Villanova 83-56. And again this afternoon, it's MU's last non-conference game of the season. It's their final game of 2012. And I think they are in dire need not only of getting a win, but just reminding themselves that they do know indeed how to win games.
Well, it's been a tough stretch for the Hawks. Three premier opponents, and when you look at the college basketball landscape, Syracuse, Maryland, Villanova, those are some of the teams you look at. That's who Monmouth has had in their last three. Today, a more winnable game. And you don't want to take anything away from Fordham. They are a talented team. We saw them last year in the home opener. They can shoot the ball extremely well from the outside. But this is, like you said, it's a winnable game for Monmouth, and I think it would be a good thing, not only heading into 2013, but heading into conference play in the NEC, their final stretch in the NEC. I think it would be a real positive to head in just a game under 500 overall.
5-7 is, in any other year, a really good non-conference record for any NEC team, and if MU is able to win today to make it 6, it'll be their most non-conference win since the 2003-04 season. That was in the middle of a three-time run to the NCAA tournament. And this game is very important, if for no other reason, as Gary just mentioned, MU needs to get back into the winning ways. The Hawks earlier this year had a four-game winning streak, which was immediately precluding this four-game losing streak. So it has been a year of runs and a year of streaks. And also, Gary, a year that we've seen a lot of different starting lineups Coach Rice has put forth. And we'll get into the starting lineups, but just very quickly, another new wrinkle into that Monmouth starting lineup, one of the bigger starting fives that Coach Rice has put out this season.
Yeah, it's an interesting lineup to me because how much it's changed this year. We saw in Atlanta, we saw Jalen Palm get a couple of starts. We saw against Villanova, Jalen Palm got the start. Deion Nesmith out of the starting lineup today. He's a guy we've seen in there for the majority of his two seasons now as a Hawk, barring a game here and a game there. Deion's been in there pretty much every night. Deion won't start today. It's a bigger lineup. I mean, I don't even know how to differentiate between the 3-4 and the 5, between Marcus Ware, Steve Spinella, and Ed Waite. They really are kind of interchangeable because I don't think any of them fit into a specific role of what position they should be.
The other two starters, and we will get into this in more detail, but it will be Andrew Nicholas and Jesse Steele. This is the pregame show presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Alongside Gary Kowal, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Lauren Bajica back in the studio is engineering this New Year's Eve broadcast. We are happy to be a part of your final day of 2012. We know there's a lot of folks back home listening. A bunch made the trip up the hour and a half ride up into the Bronx behind that Monmouth bench over there. See a nice little contingent of fans. And Gary, it's a gym that Monmouth hasn't been in quite a long time. In this series, Fordham does lead it 2-1 all time, but they haven't played in quite a while until last season. Monmouth defeated Fordham at the MAC 80-65. Before that, it was back in the 80s that these two teams had played. So this is one of the couple non-conference games that the Hawks won a year ago along with Navy, but a very different team. We saw what that Navy team did to Monmouth earlier this year. This Fordham team, no different. They're one of the younger teams in the country. They're going to start two freshmen and a sophomore. They have a ton of underclassmen in their rotation, and we're going to see different things from the team that Monmouth defeated last year at the MAC this year as Tom Pecora continues to build this program here in the Bronx.
Well, I think we're in two completely different stages of the season than when we were last year when these teams met. Last year was Monmouth's home opener. They were coming off their first win. It was the first game Coach Rice ever coached at the MAC. Good crowd. The Hawks came out on a big-time run in that one and kind of ran away with it early. But Fordham is very talented. They bring back arguably their best player, Chris Gaston, from a knee injury. He missed seven games earlier this year. Just recently came back. He's a big addition for them. He is one of their best players, one of the top scorers and rebounders in the history of Fordham basketball. He's going to be a tough guy to stop. He likes to shoot the ball a lot. He shot it 23 times when these teams met a year ago. But like I said earlier, very different circumstances in terms of where we are in the season than when they met a year ago. And I think we're going to see a completely different game.
Give you the starting lineups now for both teams. We'll start with the visiting Fordham Rams. That lineup is going to be the same that they've had for the last couple of games since, as Gary mentioned, Chris Gaston has been back. A young backcourt, two underclassmen led by the sophomore Brian Smith, averaging 8.9 points per game. Freshman Mandel Thomas is alongside him, 4 points, 2 rebounds a game. The leading scorer for Fordham is 6'1 junior Brandon Frazier, averaging 16.8 points, 4 rebounds a game. Gaston averages 14.5 and 7.5 per game. And getting the start today, another freshman, 6'8", Ryan Rooms, averaging 3 points per game, 4 rebounds per game. For head coach Tom Pecora, who's in his third season at Fordham, his 12th season overall, might know him for being the coach before his time here at Fordham at Hofstra. So a New York guy, stayed in the metropolitan area for the most part, had a very successful run at Hofstra. Now we'll get the Monmouth University starting lineup with Gary, and that's presented by Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant. Visit rooneysocean.com to learn about their tremendous dining experience.
Well, the one guy that we do know what his position will be Jesse Steele at the point guard spot. And Jesse has been in and out of the starting lineup a little bit this year, but you have to think one of these days he will break out into his normal scoring ways. To round out the Monmouth starting five, it'll be Andrew Nicholas, the sharpshooter, and the three forward spots will go to Steve Spinella, Ed Waite, and Marcus Ware. That is your Monmouth starting five.
Just about ready for the starting lineups in the national anthem here at historic Rose Hill Gym on campus at Fordham University. And we're going to be happy to bring it to you live for the final time in 2012 as we look ahead to a new year. Again, thank you for making the Shore Sports Network and Gary and myself part of your New Year's Eve plans. What we're going to do now is step aside, a 2-minute timeout for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll reset the starting lineups for both teams and we'll be ready for the tip between Monmouth and Fordham. And you're going to listen to it right here on your home for Monmouth University basketball all season long. We'll take a 2-minute timeout right here on the Shore Sports Network.
The Monmouth Hawks are leaders on the field, just as Barnabas Health is New Jersey's healthcare leader. Barnabas Health has New Jersey covered with great facilities all over the state, including Monmouth Medical Center and Children's Hospital in Long Branch, Kimball Medical Center in Lakewood, and the Behavioral Health Center and Community Medical Center in Toms River. Premier Healthcare is one call or click away at 1-888-724-7123 or barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
And we welcome you back courtside here again to Rose Hill Gymnasium, Monmouth and Fordham. Just about ready to get underway. We're going to quickly reset the starting lineups for both teams. First, again, for the visiting Monmouth Hawks, it'll be starting lineup consisting of Jesse Steele, Andrew Nicholas, Marcus Ware, Steven Spinella, and Ed Waite. Sorry, I had a blank for a second. We've had so many different starting lineups, I had to make sure that it's the right one. And that Fordham starting lineup is Brian Smith, Mandel Thomas, and Brandon Frazier in the backcourt, Chris Gaston and Ryan Rooms in the frontcourt. Gary, quickly take a look at some of the keys to the game. What does Monmouth need to do well this afternoon to go out and defeat an athletic Fordham team, one that hasn't had a bunch of success this season? They are just 3-10, but they're kind of, right now at least, very similar to Monmouth. Both teams outscored by about 10 points a game. They average about 63, 64 points. They give up about 73 a game. They're similar on paper. They both played very difficult schedules. What do the Hawks need to do? What are those couple things that they need to take care of this afternoon to win this game?
Well, I talked about Chris Gaston earlier. I think he's a big component of this Fordham offense. I think they need to shut him down. My key to the game is not going to be about Chris Gaston. It's going to be about the Monmouth players themselves. A couple of guys that I've been waiting to have that big outburst game, Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele. We've seen them do it in the past. We know they can knock down their shots. I think one of them needs to get hot today, find their stroke, And that'll go a long way towards Monmouth getting a W today.
The Forum starting lineups being announced now. Again, we are in historic Rose Hill Gym. It's one of the oldest gyms in the country here in the Bronx. Again, we gave you the brief series history between MU and Fordham. 2-1, the Rams lead the all-time series, but MU won last year's game, 80-65, back on December 10th. Jesse Steele had 18 in that game. Ed Waite added 14. Chris Gaston was a force a year ago, like we think he could be today. He was 21-10. So this is the final game for MU this calendar year before they get back into NEC play Gary on Thursday when they visit Wagner. And those first two NEC games for the last time in the Northeast Conference, not easy, at Wagner Thursday, at Mount Saturday. So an interesting double dip to get things started. Two games on the road in really difficult places to win.
Yeah, and Mount's an improved team this year. And they have a new coach in Jamie and Christian, and I think they're improved. Wagner, of course, has a new coach in Bashir Mason. So it'll be an interesting start to conference play, and I think Monmouth needs to get off on the right foot today and kind of lead in right into the conference in a couple of days. Not a lot of break time between this one and the conference opener, just two full days. So I think this is a big one for them.
Well, MU's had a pretty long break when you factor in they've only played twice in the last, I believe, 19 days.
Yeah, something like that.
It's been in a nine-day layoff from last time out against Villanova to this game as the Hawks take the floor, ready to roll. MU's bench is to our left. Fordham's over to our right. I'd like to remind you and all of our listeners at home, we can thank Barnabas Health for their continued support of Monmouth Basketball and the Shore Sports Network. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. So this new look, Monmouth 5, with Jesse Steele, Andrew Nicholas, Steve Spinella, Marcus Ware, Ed Waite, take the floor. It'll be Marcus Ware to jump center with Ryan Rooms. MU will be going left to right. Fordham, right to left. The Rams in their home whites as Ware and Rooms ready things up. And it's controlled by Gaston, and Fordham will have the game's first possession.
Ripped that one already to Gaston, showing his strength right off the bat.
Frazier, the leading scorer, at the elbow to Gaston with Ware on him. Gets it knocked away from Steele. Ball loose. Spinella comes away with it. MU in transition. Spinella ahead to Steele. Has his shot pinned, and that is thrown by Mandel Thomas. Goes out of bounds off of Monmouth. As Spinella tried to save it, it'll go back to Fordham.
Monmouth doing what they've done all year, though, Eddie. Getting a steal, and for the first couple games, they were top of the nation in steals. They get a steal. They come down in transition, but that Fordham size down low could present an issue for MU.
A little pressure here as Fordham gets it over. This is Thomas, pulls up on the right wing, goes top of the key to Frazier. 40 seconds gone by, no score. The freshman Thomas from Rochester on the wing. Left-hand dribble into the lane, below the foul line. Leaves one down low, shot up, missed. But Rooms will go to the foul line after he's fouled by Ed Waite. Ed's first foul, the team's first, with 19:09 to go and no score in the first half.
Fordham seems to have the size advantage on Monmouth. We saw the block on the defensive end, and it seems like they want to pound it down low. The Hawks have done a good job early on of kind of preventing that, keeping them towards the block, maybe towards the free throw line a little bit more than Fordham would probably like.
First free throw from Rooms is short. He's now 4 out of 15 from the line this season. Fordham as a team shoots free throws at 68%. Couple of dribbles for the big man. Second free throw is good, giving the Rams a 1-0 lead. Andrew Nicholas, right wing. Top of the key to Spinella. He'll try a three from straight away. Too strong. Ed Waite, offensive rebound. Top
rebound
of the key, steal. Over to Spinella. He'll drive and go, and he's fouled on the way up.
Great rebound there from Ed. He went up against two defenders and got it to reset, and the Hawks will have a chance to shoot free throws.
First Fordham foul of the game will be charged number 24, Brian Smith. Our officials today, Eddie Corbett, Tim Kelly, and Jeff Anderson. Spinella rattles home his first free throw to tie this game at one. Just over a minute gone by. Spinella misses the second. Rooms pulls down the rebound.
Not very often you see a 1-1 game.
It's not. With 18:40 to go. Frazier drives, shuffles one down low. This is Gaston. Moving to the paint, loses it on the way up. Nice play by Ed Waite, who gives it right back to Rooms, who dunks it with two hands. Three-one, Fordham leads. Nicholas, high ball screen from Ed Waite, top of the key. Over to Ed on the left wing, hands for Spinella. Now go top of the key, Jesse Steele. 18 on the shot clock. Steele with a right-hand dribble. Over to Waite on the right wing. Top of the key, Spinella, left wing, now Nicholas with 9 on the clock. Down low they go, Marcus Ware. Marcus spins on the block. Nice move, righty jump hook is good.
And that's what you like to see out of Marcus Ware, Eddie. That's what we saw from him 2 years ago when he was an NEC All-Rookie, using his strength down in the block.
3-3, 17:50 to go, first half. Frazier, tall, lanky point guard, picks up his dribble on the right wing. Rooms at the right elbow. They want to go high-low at Gaston. Good defense from Ed Waite. Top of the key, they go back to Frazier. Doubled by Ware, and he's intercepted. His pass by Nicholas is picked off. Long outlet to Steele. He lays it in. 5-3 MU.
The transition bucket there. The Hawks come away with another steal. That's all that double trap that they run up by the top of half court. They like to run that, and they got two guys on them there. Causes teams to throw it away, and that's exactly what happened.
And even with the bigger lineup, MU still trapping everywhere. Three in the corner is missed by Mandel Thomas. Gaston offensive rebound and putback. 5-5. 3 minutes gone by. Jesse Steele, bad pass. Rooms intercepted it. Tried to go down low to Ware. Frazier now coming back the other way. Leaves one behind for Smith. It's a cutting Thomas. He drives. An offensive foul as he knocks over Ed Waite. Get our first sub of the game. Khalil Brown into the game for MU. Taking out Ed Waite.
A good first couple minutes there for Ed Waite, Eddie. I think he really established himself down low. He had a nice rebound. He sent Steve Spinella to the foul line when he reset the shot clock for MU. Good couple minutes there for Ed.
Steele calling out orders right on the other side of half court. Brown on the right wing. Steele top of the key, down low on the left block to Ware. Marcus moves, spins baseline side. Lefty shot is missed, but he's fouled. It'll go on the freshman, Ryan Rooms, his second foul. So Ware will go to the line, trying to break a 5-5 deadlock. We've played 3.5 minutes here in the opening half. Couple of dribbles for Marcus. His first free throw is too strong. One more coming.
If the Hawks are going to continue to pound it down low to Marcus Ware, which seems to have been a trend early on, they're going to have to knock down their free throws. But if they want to feed the bigs against this Fordham squad, it's going to be important, obviously, for MU, as it is every game, to hit their free throws.
Marcus misses the second one. Spinella tracks down the offensive rebound. Nicholas, catch and rip from the left wing. Into the corner to Khalil Brown. No pull for three. Too short. Rebound comes down to Smith. Outlet pass to Thomas. All the way to the basket. He'll lay it in. Mandel Thomas gives Fordham a 7-5 lead. Nearing our first media timeout. Mammoth down two. Nicholas quick pull at a three. Rattles it home to give the Hawks a 1-point lead.
Some situations with Red, you might look at him and say, why are you shooting that? But when he hits him, I guess all is good.
That was one of those. That was a no-no-no-yes shot. And he gives the Hawks an 8-7 advantage. Frazier, pull from 15, all net. 9-8 Fordham, 15:40 to go first half. Steal between the circles. Whistle away from the ball. It'll be an offensive foul on Khalil Brown, and that'll get us to our first media timeout. Fordham leads Mammoth 9-8, 15:31 to go first half. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
for Mama tickets, please give the MU Athletic Ticketing Office a call at 732-263-5735 or an email at hawktickets@monmouth.edu. The next home game, not for a long time it seems, not until January 10th when MU is already in the thick of league play. Alongside Gary Kowal, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Gary, Monmouth trailing Fordham 9-8. 4.5 minutes gone by here in the first half.
It seems like the Hawks, as I said earlier, they're trying to feed it down low a little bit. We haven't seen a lot of the perimeter shooting. Fordham's done a good job closing out on the threes. Nicholas took one that was extremely contested and hit it.
But other than that, it doesn't look like the three-point lanes are going to be open a lot for MU.
Fordham here inside the arc buries a long jumper by Mandel Thomas. Jeff Short is into the game for the first time for the Rams as Ed Wade has come back taking out Khalil Brown. 11-8 Fordham, 15-10 to go first half.
We see Deion Nesmith also set to come in at the next whistle for the Hawks.
Started every game this season, I believe, except this one today. Steele drives, kicks it out. Spinella over to Ed Wade. Strong drive, knocked out of bounds by Gaston. It'll be MU ball as Nesmith comes in with 18 on the shot clock.
You mentioned it. This is the first game Deion hasn't started this year. Let's see if he comes out with a chip on his shoulder maybe and wants to say, hey, coach, I should be in the starting lineup.
Down low, Marcus Ware. Strong move into the lane. Lefty turnaround is short, and Gaston pulls it down. The Rams in transition, leading 11-8. Everybody back now. Frazier goes to Gaston. Pull up from 12. No good off the window. Frazier offensive rebound and picks it up top. Fresh possession for the Rams. Thomas, lefty dribble, hand off to Frazier. Pull from three, no good to the right. Ed Waite tries to track down the rebound, but he loses it off his foot. Khalil Brown back in. He'll take out Marcus Ware. Worth mentioning, one Hawk not available today. It is Max DeLeo, who will be out with a concussion for this game. He suffered back in that Villanova game.
He's a spark for the Hawks, too, so that may be something to keep an eye on, especially in the second half.
Inbound to Short. Goes top of the key to Frazier. Thomas left wing. Nicholas all over. Drives baseline. Kicks it out top of the key. Short for three. Got it. 14-8 Rams. Fordham up by six. We've played 6 minutes here in the first half. Nicholas pumps it a three. Pulls up from the foul line. Too strong. Frazier with the rebound. He wants the push. Head up in transition. Thomas, a three from the left. Corner's good. 17-8, Rams lead.
That's two open looks in a row for Fordham from the wing to widen this lead to nine. The Hawks have to do a better job closing out as Fordham has done.
Ed Waite, top of the key. Left wing, Jesse Steele. Nesmith, top of the key. Will catch an attack. Leave one down low to Ed Waite. Offensive foul on Ed as he lowered his shoulder and burrowed over Chris Gaston. It's an easy call, Gary.
It's the second foul on Ed, and that one, yeah, was pretty clear.
Looked like a fullback heading into the line. He literally just lowered his head, and Gaston had no choice but to fall. So the Rams up nine with the ball. Thomas with Nesmith on him. Crosses over at the top of the key. Leaves one down low. Wave off the shot attempt. Offensive foul as Khalil Brown drew one on Mandel Thomas.
That's the second on Thomas as well. And he's been their sharpshooter from the outside. He's going to have to come out of the game here, it would appear. And it looks like he will, replaced by Jermaine Myers.
A couple of subs for the Hawks. Has Spinella and Ware come back in? Jalen Pullman for the first time. A whole bunch of Rams just checked into the game, as Gary said. Myers into the game. Also Ryan Canty, 6'9 sophomore center. Myers, 6 foot guard from Ontario, Canada. As Palm will operate between the circles. Nesmith right corner. Down low Ware. Marcus will face up on Canty. Couple of dribbles. Shot over him is good off the window. Eight. 17-10, Rams lead, 12:40 remaining. Short on the left wing with Spinella. Driving to the middle of the floor. Now leave one for Frazier. Right back to Short. Pumps it a three. into the lane, spins, leaves one for Gaston, 18-foot jumper, too strong. Spinella with the rebound. Head up to push. Nice move around Gaston. Spinella tried to leave one down low to Nesmith, and he's called for an offensive foul, knocking down Ryan Canty.
It's an offensive foul party here at Rose Hill Gym.
Three in a row, I believe. And that's Spinella's first foul. Mamet's fourth. It's as many fouls as Fordham has. As we near our second media timeout. Frazier in the right corner. Lofts a pass in the opposite corner to Short. He'll drive, contacted, loses the ball. And they'll call a foul. I believe it's going to go on Spinella, and it will. That'll be Stevens' second, MU's fifth. It comes with exactly 12 minutes to go in this first half.
Short seems to be in a little bit of pain here, Eddie. He's limping towards the Fordham bench right now. I think he's asking Coach Tom Pecora to sub him out right now.
And he will come out, replaced by starter Brian Smith. So here's the question now, is who's going to shoot? Oh, they called the foul on the floor, so it was not in the act of shooting. I'm not sure if Short got one in ankle injury or if he took one in a more private region. Off the bench, quick pull at a jumper is missed by Smith. Offensive rebound, Canty. And there's a foul. I believe Marcus Ware will get called for his first foul. A lot of fouls these last couple of minutes, and will get us to our second media. 11:53 to go. Fordham 17, Monmouth 10. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Alongside Gary Kowal, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Thanks for spending New Year's Eve with us on the Shore Sports Network. MU trails Fordham on the road in the Bronx, 17-10, as we'll take a look at the other scores around the Northeast Conference.
Well, two other New Year's Eve games today in the NEC slate. FDU earlier today defeated Longwood. They beat the Lancers 79-71. And with 8:19 to play in the second half, Central Connecticut State is visiting the Syracuse Orange, the seventh-ranked team in the nation. The Orange lead Central 81-46.
MU knows that trip all too well. Losing earlier this month up at Syracuse. Teams come back from the media timeout. Please stay tuned at halftime. Going to be joined by Monmouth Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi. Made the trip up to the Bronx. Greg's the one who's tweeting also from, I believe, the MU men's basketball account today. And then a little bit on at MU Hawks, the official MU Athletics Twitter. Gaston inbound to our left. Gets it into Canty. Now top of the key, Frazier. Jermaine Myers with Jalen Palm on the left wing. Gets a screen from Canty. Frazier top of the key. Bullet pass down low. Gaston wave off his made shot as Khalil Brown drew a charge on Gaston. That's his first foul.
We got a stoppage in play, but we did not get a stoppage in the offensive foul department.
Yeah, what was the all-over-under for offensive fouls today? Because
we might have hit it already.
We may have. Nesmith checks back in. Spinella takes a seat. Brown on the right wing. Marcus Ware, top of the key, will drive and then kick it out to Palm in the left wing. Top of the key, Nesmith. Down low, they go to Brown. Jump hook for Khalil Brown is short. Canty goes up high to get the rebound.
Canty's the tallest guy on this Fordham squad, and he showed it there.
Driving is Smith. He tried to kick it into the corner. Was knocked out by Palm. So with 11-11, make a wish, Gary, remaining in the first half, Fordham will inbound. Gaston inbounds to Frazier, right in front of Coach Rice. Goes right back down to Gaston. Short shot, good over Khalil Brown. 19-10, Fordham leads. Palm is tripped by Gaston. Just as he crossed half court, that's Gaston's second, Fordham's sixth foul. Next foul called, we're getting 1-1 either way. As we'll get our first look at freshman Travion Leonard, 6'8", 275 from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Sounded, Eddie, like some of the fans took exception to that foul. I don't know if it could have been any more clear. Jalen was running across the center of the floor towards the wing, and I don't know if he stepped on Gaston or Gaston put his foot out, but regardless, it's a foul.
Yeah, even if it's an accident, it's still a foul.
Jalen went down to the floor hard, and he comes out of the game replaced by Steele, but that was pretty clear.
Brown top of the key. Nicholas around a screen. Credit Smith, who's staying all over Andrew Nicholas. Steele hits a cutting Nesmith. Dion floater in the lane is good off the glass. We near the midway point in this first half. It's 19-12 Fordham. And we said in pregame, this was a different Mamba team. It's a different Fordham team, too. They look a lot better than they did a year ago. Smith loses it. Batted ball. Nicholas will almost come away with it. He hesitated. Eventually, he does get it. Marcus Ware gets tied up by Jermaine Myers. Alternate possession will remain with the Hawks with 10-11 to go. Gary, after a wild little sequence.
Yeah, that was a strange sequence. And when the ball bounded toward half court, it looked like Nicholas thought Jesse Steele was going to pick it up. Steele thought Nicholas was going to pick it up. Nobody grabbed it. And eventually, it ended up with Nicholas diving on the floor to grab it.
Steele has yet to score. I'm sorry, Jesse does have 2 points. Goes down low to Ware. Hits the turnaround jumper, cutting the Fordham lead to 19-14.
Marcus has looked really confident in that mid-range jumper so far today.
Frazier runs it up floor with Nesmith on him. Around a ball screen. Flips it over to Brian Smith. Pull it a left wing three, an air ball. Marcus Ware pulls it down. Outlet pass to Jesse Steele. Jesse is going to go all the way. Floater is no good. Khalil Brown tap back is no good. But he's fouled by Leonard. Good activity by the Hawks these last couple of minutes, Gary, to cut this Fordham lead to 5.
They're starting to run a little bit, too. They're starting to run in transition. They're running the floor. That's what Coach Rice likes. We know that. So that's what they've begun to do more here, and I think it's benefited them a little bit.
Brown at the foul line looking for his first point of the afternoon. They're making him tuck his shirt in at the foul line. If we actually stop the broadcast, it's because I'm making Gary tuck his shirt back in. I don't know. I just always find it funny that they make, as Brown hits the first, they make the players do that.
I like it.
I think you don't mind?
It's classy. Sportsmanlike, I guess. Makes everybody look uniform.
And for the record, Gary's shirt is tucked in.
Of course it is.
The only guy I have to worry about doing games with that does that is Harmon. Couple of free throws for Khalil Brown. 19-16. Fordham now leads. And sometimes he comes in, he's beach casual. I'm just jealous because Matt has more style than I do. 9.5 minutes to go first half. MU down by just one possession now. Myers tries to go down loader rooms, knocked out of bounds. They say off of Khalil Brown, it'll be Fordham ball. You thought Jermaine, did you think Jermaine Myers traveled? Because I sure did.
I thought it was a walk. I'm not here to be biased against the officials, though.
That's fair. Myers top of the key after the inbound. Drive and kick. Three on the way for Frazier is no good. And Andrew Nicholas will be called for his first foul as he battled Brian Smith for the rebound with 9:16 remaining in the first half. Again, stay tuned at the half. I'll be joined by Greg Viscomi. We'll run us over not only the game this afternoon, but the entire Monmouth athletics team. Tough loss last night for the MU women's team, losing at Duke last night. Smith at the line for 1-1. He misses the first two strong, but Rooms taps it back out, and Fordham has a fresh possession. Myers has his pass intercepted by Nesmith, and a foul by Brian Smith. Good activity from Dion as that's Smith's second foul. Gary, MU just looks more aggressive, more sure of themselves today. You know, obviously, those last couple games, tough gauges against the teams, the caliber teams that they played, but they just look more confident today.
Well, today's an interesting day to play a game because you wonder what type of team, for any team that's playing today, whether it be, you know, Monmouth, Fordham, or any team in the country, you wonder what you're going to get coming out of a holiday break as Dion hits the free throw. I mean, you could get a team that's extremely motivated, haven't played in 9 days, or you could get a team that, you know, just had some too much to eat over the holidays and come out a little sluggish. I think we've seen both of those type of teams in the last couple of years, but Mamba looks pretty solid right now.
Dion missed the second free throw. Nicholas, a three-point attempt after the offensive rebound, was an air ball. So Fordham will now bring it up, leading 19-17, under 9 to go in this first half.
That was actually a better look for Nicholas than the one he hit.
Yeah, maybe he needs to be contested. Says Thomas, drive, pull up, no good. Rebound comes out to Nesmith. MU's going to run now. Dion, nice find to steal. Jesse attacks the basket, misses a left-handed layup. Batted ball will come near press row as Frazier tracks it down, but it'll be off of Fordham. MU ball, 8:41 to go here in the first half.
That was a tough one to call. That kind of got batted around underneath the basket. Came all the way back out to half court. I wasn't sure who touched it last.
Neither was I. I actually thought it was going to be Fordham ball. But Monmouth will maintain here with 20 on the clock.
The Hawks have made their run here, Eddie, without Chris Gaston in the game. He's set to come in right now. So that could really throw a loop into what Monmouth's been doing.
Jesse Steele, three for the MU lead. In and out. Leonard pulls it down. That was halfway down. Rams will bring it back the other way, up by two. Frazier, left-hand dribble into the teeth of the floor. Handoff for Myers. Gets a ball screen from Leonard into the lane. Kicks it out to Frazier. Floater, off the window, too strong. Leonard pulls it down, kicks it out. Myers, three from straight away, in and out. Tip ball tipped again, and we'll have a foul on MU. I believe they're going to get Marcus Ware for the foul. It will be Marcus's second. So Travion Leonard will, I believe, get one and one as Gaston, actually it won't be Leonard, he'll take a seat. Gaston will come in, the free throws will be taken by Rooms. His first free throw extends the Fordham lead to 3 points. Get our first look at Tyrone Ogaro this afternoon for MU. There's exactly 8 minutes to go in this first half.
It's the second time that's happened to us right before a media timeout.
You're right. If it happens at four, then it's, I don't know.
Something's going on.
Something's up. Rooms' second free throw rattles out. Ogaro pulls it down. MU down three. Next whistle is the media. Careless pass by Steele. It was intercepted. Frazier pulls it back. Fordham had numbers. Hits the trailer. Gaston, his shot over Brown is no good. Tap no good. Rooms is put back no good. And MU eventually pulls down the rebound with Steele. And he's fouled by Thomas. That'll get us to this media timeout after Fordham played volleyball underneath the rim the last couple of possessions. The Rams take a 3-point lead into this media timeout, 20-17. 7:38 to go. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
A 9-3 MU run has cut this Fordham lead to 20-17 with 7:38 remaining before halftime. Alongside Gary Kowal, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Lauren Bajica, back in the studios engineering this afternoon's broadcast on the Shore Sports Network. And Gary, it's been an interesting first half. MU hasn't led in a long time, but they've done a good job to whittle this Fordham lead down to a single possession as we've reached our third media timeout.
Yeah, and they'll try to draw closer here with Jesse Steele to the free throw line. It's kind of been a weird game. I don't want to say sloppy would be the word, but we've seen a lot of missed putbacks as Steele misses the free throw. We've seen a lot of things like that. Missed free throws,
right. And it continues here. Well, you said it. Both teams ending their holiday break today. Fordham shooting 40%, MU 38%. Gaston loses it down low, knocked out of bounds by Ogaro. 23 on the shot clock. That'll get Ed Waite back into the game. He'll take out Khalil Brown.
Something else of note, Mandel Thomas has to come out of the game for Fordham. He's got three personal fouls, and he had been shooting the ball pretty well for them. He had 7 points, so that could be a big loss for Fordham. You would imagine he'll be out at least the rest of this half.
Ed Waite intercepts a pass intended for Gaston after the inbound. MU with the ball, down three. Nesmith attacks the basket, misses it too strong. And Gaston pulls down the rebound. Myers for transition for Fordham. Lost it momentarily, then regroups. As he'll spin at the left elbow. Into the lane. Tough shot. Got it to go. A lot of dribbling, but a basket for Myers. MU ball under seven to go. Steele top of the key. For the first time here, we see Fordham, Gary, go to a 2-3 zone. Steele picks up his dribble at the elbow. goes now left wing to Nesmith. 8 on the clock. Ed Waite over to Steele. Jesse open for 3 from the wing. Missed it. Knocked down, no call. Rebound to Brian Smith. He's going to run it up court. Frazier makes a move at the foul line. Wild shot is missed, but he's fouled on the way up. They're going to call that foul on Deion Nesmith. That's Deion's first foul, and it'll be 2 free throws coming.
I talked about the sloppy play coming out of the break. The Hawks now 6 of 18 from the floor, 1 of 6 from beyond the arc. That's something that needs to improve, obviously. Fordham 9 of 21, that's 43%. Just 2 of 8 from downtown are the Rams, but they've hit more of their shots down low.
Frazier rattles his first free throw down. Spinella into the game. He'll take out Deion, who mentioned when he came in, how would he do off the bench? Didn't look like it suited him as well as a starting role, as Frazier hits them both.
It's tough to adapt to that six-man kind of a bench player role, though, especially as a guy like Deion. His entire college career, he's been a starter since day one last year against Villanova. Deion's been in the starting lineup pretty much night in, night out. So it's got to be an adjustment.
Ogaro down low. Nice move with a left hand over Gaston, cutting the Fordham lead to 24-19.
That's something we haven't seen a whole lot from Tyrone Ogaro, the offensive game, but that was a real pretty post move.
Frazier with Spinella on him, loses it on the crossover, bodies go flying to the ground. Great hustle from Jesse. Steele will force that turnover as Myers hit the deck with him. Steele knocked it off of him. It'll go back to MU with 5:46 to go before halftime. Steele getting his play from Coach Rice has Fordham back to a man-to-man here. MU playing catch on the perimeter. Ogaro in the corner. Top of the key, Steele. Around a ball screen from Ed Waite. 7 on the clock. Jesse out to Ed Waite. Jumper from just inside the arc is too strong. And we have a foul. They're going to call Andrew Nicholas, I believe, for a foul. Clearing out Frazier. That's red second. Gary, I thought it was a man-to-man. Didn't it look a little bit like a box and one on Andrew Nicholas? It was weird, the defensive shifts that Fordham had.
Yeah, I mean, they were in a 2-3 zone a few possessions ago, and it's kind of developed from that. And I was going to make the point that the Hawks have seen probably the best in college hoops that the 2-3 zone has to offer, but Fordham really only ran that for that one possession, I think.
Yeah, and it was weird watching the rotations as the foul actually was committed against Smith, who hits the first free throw, MU's 10th foul and double bonus. Fordham now leads 25-19. 5:12 remaining in the first half.
We'll keep an eye on that Fordham defensive alignment, though.
MU has struggled from the floor really the last 4 games. As Smith hits them both, Nesmith and Nicholas out. We'll also get our first look at Christian White. He'll come in for Jesse Steele. Still really waiting for Jesse to assert himself like last season. There's Christian into the game with that new fresh haircut again. He had it last game, got rid of the locks. We'll pull a 3 straight away, and he'll bury it. Christian White from straight away. That's what he does. Coach Rice said it. He's one of the best shooters in the country, in his opinion.
That teardrop shot, that rainbow from Christian White.
Hey, you give the ball a great chance to go in, the more arc you put on it. 26-22. Smith, nice move to the basket. Tried to hit Gaston, out of bounds. It'll go back to MU. And the Hawks with some intensity, Gary, and on a little bit of a run here. The whole bench is up. They can feel the momentum shifting.
Yeah, Christian White, Hawks down 7, comes in, pops a 3 immediately, probably in the game for 5 seconds. That's a good spark from Christian White, and I think that really got him going, as they have to clear the floor off, as I think it was Marcus Ware who took a spill on the defensive end. But yeah, it's really been a spark that's been provided, I think, from Christian White off of that shot. But the defense has been pretty consistent so far from Amos today. They've taken a lot of offensive fouls. Just on offense, they haven't gotten their shots before.
Spinella on the left wing. We'll go top of the key to White. Christian will try another 3. He got knocked down on this one. I think they're going to say it was either... Oh, no, they say it was not partially blocked. It'll go back to Fordham, but Christian was kind of decked after that shot.
The near side official said it was tipped just now, so...
Then why isn't it Monmouth ball? Oh, tipped on the way out?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Myers picks up his dribble, right wing, top of the key, rooms. Back to Myers with White on. dribbling into the right corner. Double team. Top of the key, Gaston. Tries to skip it. It's intercepted by Nesmith. 2-on-1 if MU hurries. Bounce pass to Spinella. Steven counted in a foul after a beautiful bounce pass from Deion Nesmith.
It all started with the play Deion made defensively. He came up, jumped up, got his hand on a pass. It was almost like a defensive back intercepting a football. He went up and made a great play defensively and then threading the needle, getting it to Spinella, who drew contact.
Coach Pecora will take a 30-second timeout. We'll keep things right here as we're a couple seconds away from our final media timeout of the half.
Two more seconds we would have been.
Well, it still could happen, though, because we haven't had a foul called yet. Monmouth down by two. Spinella will be shooting, Gary, for a conventional three-point play after this timeout. But MU, I'm not sure if they're crisper, but I do know they have more energy in this game. And that's why, even though, as you said, it's sloppy, but they're right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things you can point to as to why the Hawks are still trailing in this game, why they fell behind by as many as seven in this half. But right now, none of that matters. 4 minutes left in the half. Spinella with a chance to put them down by one. They've done a good job to battle back.
Spinella's free throw cuts this Fordham lead to a single point. And it will also allow MU to set up their press, with Fordham leading 26-25. Gaston to inbound. Gets it into Myers. Right back to the big man, Gaston. I thought he... Did he carry the ball?
I think he walked up the floor.
Oh, man. Everyone missed that one. Next whistle gets us to media. Myers on the right wing with the dribble alive. Long skip pass to Smith. Catches it and throws it right to the left corner. And this is now Frazier on the wing. Eight on the shot clock. Crosses over on Nesmith. Pull back from 18. Short. Spinella with the rebound on the dead run. MU can have numbers. Over to White. MU can get a reset now with everyone back. Nesmith pumped it a three. Then went top of the key back to Christian White. Ed White left elbow. Ed drives baseline on Rooms. Layup and a foul. Counted for Ed. MU takes a one-point lead.
Another great move down low as we hit the media timeout. Great move down low from Ed Waite. And I said Christian White provided the spark on both of these and one plays. He's been jumping up and down, pumping his fist at the middle of the floor on the Fordham logo. He's been the spark the last couple minutes. Hawks with the lead.
And we've reached our final media timeout of the first half. Ed Waite shooting a free throw to add to a 27-26 Monmouth lead with 3:13 to go in the first half. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
As we wait for that second horn, I hate talking over a horn. It's always a problem. Monmouth 27, Fordham 26, with 3:13 to go in this first half on this New Year's Eve broadcast on the Shore Sports Network. Ed Waite shooting a free throw for a traditional three-point play. Ed this afternoon now has 3 points, and he's given Monmouth a two-point lead. MU will set up their press here as Canty's back in. He gets it in to Frazier. Frazier loses it. It's off Marcus Ware. It'll still be Fordham ball as Khalil Brown checks in. He'll take out Ed. Wait. The five Rams are Frazier, Gaston, Myers, Smith, and Canty.
Hawks in the midst of a 9-0 run, Eddie.
Myers with Nesmith on him. Between the circles. Around a screen from Gaston. Double team. Throws one over to Frazier. Right back to Myers. Gaston at the foul line. One dribble and go, and his shot is missed, but he's fouled. A couple of free throws coming for Chris Gaston. Khalil Brown picks up his second foul. Gaston misses his first free throw. I can imagine it's only because of that little interlude of music we heard. Did you hear that?
Yeah. He's a 70% shooter, so.
Missed them both.
No music on that one.
No, but still missed it as Spinella pulls down the rebound. White still in the game, running point. Under three to go first half. MU leading by two. Fordham stays with a zone look. Ware will drive on Canty. Now kick it out to Spinella. Right back to Ware. Marcus on the right corner. Pulls up from 12 feet, too strong. Gaston pulls down the rebound. Outlet to Frazier, waits for everyone to join him. Now shuffles it to Smith for three, too strong. Canty offensive rebound. Frazier top of the key, pumps it a deep three. Now will dribble from straight away. Gives it over to Smith, into the lane, jump stop, tough shot, gets it to go, wave it off, offensive foul. Oh no, count the basket. I'm sorry, I thought I saw charge. He was signaling good goal, and it'll be a three-point opportunity for Smith, who I thought traveled on the jump stop.
They got Deion Nesmith on the foul on that one. That was close. I think that really could have probably gone either way.
So Smith shooting to break a 28-all tie. Misses the free throw. Canty and Ware battle for the rebound. Marcus comes down with it. Over to a streaking Nesmith. Ahead to Spinella for three. In and out. Gaston pulls it down. That one hit every piece of the rim except the bottom.
That was the definition of in and then out.
Smith drives on White. Shot blocked. Now Nesmith will go back the other way. Over to White in transition. Pull up from the left wing. Short. Ware offensive rebound. Marcus spins. Shot is missed, but he's fouled by Ryan Canty, and the aggressiveness from Marcus Ware, Gary, has been a real revelation here in the first half.
He's been extremely tough, very aggressive down low has been Marcus Ware. The shot has been good. He loves that baseline jumper. That has looked extremely, extremely comfortable for him in this first half. He'll get a chance to put Monmouth in front here from the free throw line with Ed Wade set to come in.
28 all. 96 seconds remaining in this first half. Marcus misses his first free throw. Get our first look at Luka Zivkovic, a 6'8 sophomore from Belgrade, Serbia. Wait, we'll check in for Ware. Again, stay tuned at halftime. Welcome in Monmouth assistant AD Greg Viscomi. Get his thoughts on the first half. And also get his Twitter updates at Monmouth MB Ball. And wait, and after Marcus hits his second free throw, just in case you want to follow, at MU Hawks for the Monmouth Athletics Twitter account, Monmouth B Ball is the men's basketball Twitter handle. I will refrain from giving Gary's and mine, but I could always use the shameless plug.
Who doesn't want to follow us on Twitter?
I could use some more followers. Zivkovic loses one. Another forced MU turnover. They lead by one with the ball. Nesmith attacks the basket. Nice block by Canty. They say it's a block at least, and it'll be Monmouth ball at 30 on the shot clock.
Hawks have first forced 12 Fordham turnovers in this first half so far.
Conversely, only given it up five times. Inbound to Nesmith. Quick three. Got it all net. MU on top, 32-28. Their biggest lead of the first half after a nice little inbounds play run for Deion Nesmith.
Nice to see Deion knocking down a perimeter jumper, too.
Now he's defending Brandon Frazier. 1 minute remaining in the first half. MU up by four. Canty screens Nesmith. Frazier dribbling to the right wing. Dumps it down low to Zivkovic. Tried to go down low. Spinella knocked it away right to Christian White. MU back the other way. Spinella kicks it into the corner. Another three from Nesmith. This one short. Canty pulls down the rebound. Outlet to Frazier. 6 seconds, the difference between the game and shot clock. Alley-oop to Smith is missed. He caught it and came down with it. And Khalil Brown corralled that rebound, and he was fouled. So Khalil will have two free throws. And Gary, this Monmouth run, this incredible surge continues.
They really have come alive, Eddie, in the last couple of minutes here. Ever since Christian White came into the game and hit that three, it's been a really good run for the Hawks. I believe we're at 13-2 right now in favor of Monmouth in the last about 4.5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes or so. 13-2 run, and Khalil Brown with a chance to add on to that.
And he missed his first free throw. Jalen Palm in, O'Garrow in. White and Waite take a seat. Gary Cox also into the game for the first time. He'll take out Deion Nesmith. 34.3 seconds to go in the first half. Whoever gets, if Khalil misses this free throw, the rebound, will take the final shot of the half if they choose. Brown, second free throw, is good. So MU up by five.
You'd like to keep it at that, or maybe add on to it if you have a chance, but you like to at least keep it there heading into the break.
Fordham breaks the MU pressure. Frazier then is called for traveling as he tried to go one-on-two with Cox and Palm. And that'll allow Coach Rice to get Steele and Nicholas back into the game. 29 seconds remaining in this first half. That couldn't have played out any better for the Hawks. Also, Marcus Ware will come back into the game. So nice little offense-defense substitutions, Gary. MU leading by five and can take the final shot of this half if they choose.
Yeah, nice offense-defense substitution because the two guys that came into the game at the last whistle, Jalen Palm and Gary Cox, forced that turnover. And now the Hawks with the ball with a chance to take the final shot. Already up by five. Love to see him add to it heading into the break, especially as this half has not gone their way at times. Really could close it out on a strong note.
10 seconds remaining. Steele just dribbling right near midcourt. He'll now make his move with five. Pull from three straight away. Short. Partially blocked. Canty pulls it down. Smith's shot at the buzzer is short. And we'll go to halftime with Monmouth leading Fordham 33-28. It was a half that Monmouth trailed really the entire time up until they took their first lead with about 3 minutes to go, Gary, and they'll go into halftime with their largest lead of the game, that five-point advantage.
That run that they made, I think they ended the half on a 14-2 run there. It was 26-19 Fordham at one point. Now it's 33-28 Monmouth. Christian White came in off the bench, knocked down a three-pointer. That got the ball rolling. A pair of three-point plays in a row from Spinella and Waite. What I saw early in the half from Monmouth is not what I saw late in the half from Monmouth. They did a very good job defensively, I think, for the majority of the half, but they started to knock down their shots more. The one guy that really impressed me in that first half was Marcus Ware for the Hawks. Very good down low, very aggressive in the post, knocking down his baseline jumpers. Marcus Ware looked really good in that first half.
AMU will take a five-point lead at 33-28 in the halftime over Fordham. What we'll do now is take a couple-of-minute timeout when we come back. We'll take another look around the national scoreboard as well as welcome in Greg Viscomi for a halftime interview. Monmouth 33, Fordham 28, and we've reached halftime here at Rose Hill. We'll take a couple of minute timeout and bring it right back courtside on your home for Monmouth University basketball, the Shore Sports Network.